How many lost Einsteins are out there in the U.S.? New research suggests there are many kids who could have grown up to be inventors and innovators but never had the chance or the exposure to those scientific fields. One person to whom that does not apply is the show's Mark Brody, who's here with more on this. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, Steve. Yeah, that disparity was especially evident among kids from certain backgrounds. And I spoke more about this with Alex Bell. He's a PhD candidate in economics at Harvard and co-author of a paper on the importance of future inventors being exposed to innovation. And I asked him how significant this issue of a lack of diversity is in scientific fields.
Well, what we find is that there are large disparities in innovation. We find large disparities by race, by parent income, and also by gender. To talk about some magnitudes here, we find that kids that are born to parents in the top 1% of the income distribution are 10 times as likely to invent as kids who are born to about the average parent. We find similar gaps by race also. White children are about 3 times more likely to become inventors than black children. And there are also big disparities by gender. So about 18% of inventors are female.
Did you find that throughout the sciences? I mean, are there some disciplines of science that have less of a problem than others?
The way that we conducted the analysis was we used patent data. So we looked at all inventors of United States patents, and we find that these gaps are fairly stable across the types of technology that people can patent in the U.S.
And understanding that this goes well beyond the scope of your research, would you imagine at least that these numbers would be similar, if not the same, for other professional type fields?
I think that when you talk about a lot of these high-skilled occupations, you're going to find that a lot of these high-skilled occupations have similar disparities by parent income and family background. But I think that there's something different about innovation that we really care about, because we think that innovation in many ways is the spur of economic growth, and we'd really like to see more innovation happening.
So what is the problem? I mean, is this just a matter of young minority students not being exposed to this kind of thing when they're in school, or is there something else going on?
Well, it's a little bit difficult to say what the problem is. I think that it's probably a complex issue. One thing that I can say is not the problem is it's not that there aren't a lot of bright minorities out there.
Well, so if it is a complex issue and a problem that might be hard to really nail down what it is, does that make it harder to try to solve it?
I think that it's hard to solve the problem, but I think it's easy to find ways to chip away at it, at least. So I think that one way that we've found that it might be possible to chip away at the problem is through this mechanism of exposure. So we find that while there are big disparities by race, by gender, and by parent income, another important feature of what makes some kids invent and not other kids is whether they're exposed to inventors. And we find that kids that are growing up in neighborhoods around more inventors are much more likely to become inventors themselves. And we think that that could be a key part of the policy solution to lessening these gaps.
Other than the obvious, which is that, you know, we as a society should want kids to be able to do what they want to do in life and foster innovation and foster kids who have ideas to be able to do something with them. What is the importance of having diverse labs and having more inventors come from different backgrounds?
I think that the most important piece that I see is that we're losing out on innovation here. We've got these potential lost Einsteins who are coming from family backgrounds that don't seem to make the cut to become innovators. And we find that if we could get all kids to innovate at the same rate as moderately well-off white boys, we would have as much as 4 times as much innovation. So that's a lot of innovation that we're leaving on the table due to these disparities.
But do you find that there are students who maybe don't innovate and don't, you know, pursue patents for other reasons, in addition to, you know, their racial background or their family's financial situation?
Well, of course, I don't believe that it's solely due to their racial or ethnic background or their parents' background, because we do find a large role for who the kids are interacting with. And I think that that speaks to the importance of exposure to innovation in shaping the outcomes that kids have.
What is your level of optimism that if you can't maybe solve the problem quickly, that you can, as you say, chip away at it and make a significant difference, you know, in the near term?
Yeah, I'm quite optimistic about it. I think that there's a lot of room for programs to help underprivileged youth become innovators, starting from a young age, and identifying youth who are high performing at young ages before some of these academic gaps emerge during the life cycle. I think that there's also promise, to be quite frank, for those of us who are in positions to be mentors to also think more about giving extra attention to people that we can identify as coming from underprivileged backgrounds to achieve the same success in this career path.
Alex Bell is a PhD candidate in economics at Harvard and co-author of a paper on the importance of future inventors being exposed to innovation.